Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, NASA launched its first space station, Skylab. But disaster struck before it even reached orbit.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8. We have ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Skylab is now on its second orbital pass over the U.S. and sending down some very important bits of information. On some of the telemetry hangs the success or failure of this Skylab mission. If they don't show that the stubborn solar wings on the workshop can be unfolded by signals from the ground, Skylab may not have enough power to make it worthwhile to launch the astronauts tomorrow to man it. And it would take more than a year to assemble another space station for launch if the space agency had the money for it, which it does not. Pete Conrad, Paul Weitz, and Joe Kerwin watch the Skylab launch here at Cape Kennedy today. Space agency officials will decide in a few hours whether or not they'll go up to join it.
Riding into orbit on the last Saturn V rocket ever to be flown, Skylab was actually the rocket's own heavily modified third stage, but it was in trouble before it ever tasted space. Launch vibrations ripped off one of the solar panels, and the other panel failed to automatically open. With less than 2 weeks before the first Skylab crew would lift off, the clock was ticking for mission planners to devise contingency and repair procedures for a scenario they never envisioned. Without the repairs, the station would be underpowered, overheated, and uninhabitable, a complete loss. Born today in 1942, actor Prentice Hancock, who played Paul Morrow, second in command of Moonbase Alpha on Space 1999.
Not exactly her.
I am happy with anything that gets me out of Alpha.
It makes you look at things in a different light.
Sunlight?
No, more than that. If this is the end of one life, we have to start to build a new one. To live like human beings again. In there, cooped up. There are thoughts we just can't allow ourselves to think.
In 1944, George Lucas was born. He's a filmmaker of some note. In 1949, Walter Day, founder of Twin Galaxies Arcade and the keeper of video game high score world records, was born. Back to the Future director Robert Zemeckis was born in 1951, and David Byrne of the Talking Heads was born in 1952. Owen Colfer was born in 1965, author of the Artemis Fowl books, and a brave soul for taking on the first Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book to be written after the death of Douglas Adams. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was born in 1984. Kind of fitting for a computer service that wants to know what's on your mind at all times. Today in 1996, the Time Lord returned to TV for the first time in 7 years as Fox premiered the Doctor Who TV movie starring Paul McGann.
Let me in, we can sit down, we can have a cup of tea, we can talk about this reasonably.
Sure, Time Lord to Earthling.
Yes, that's right, I am a Time Lord.
Well, I thought you were a doctor.
So you're a doctor.
I am calling an ambulance to take you back to psychiatric, from which you have obviously escaped.
Chris, we don't have time for this. The Eye of Harmony is open. If I don't close it, get my TARDIS and the Master off this planet will no longer exist.
I'm calling the ambulance.
Grace, we have until midnight.
Intended to be a backdoor pilot should favorable ratings merit a series pickup, the movie was scheduled in the U.S. against a Roseanne cliffhanger, which trounced it in the ratings. The movie was a one-off, and it would be Paul McGann's only TV appearance as the Eighth Doctor. The show wouldn't return for another 9 years. In 1990, the lines between Star Trek's generations grew a little bit thinner as Spock's father, Sarek, came to visit on Star Trek The Next Generation.
I regret that we have seen so little of each other during this voyage, Captain.
The loss is mine, Ambassador.
You were speaking of your belief that I suffer from Bendai syndrome. I have been accused of many things in my life. Never an excess of emotion. I wish to assuage any fears the Captain may have regarding my capabilities. I believe there is a test for Bendai syndrome. I will take it immediately.
Unfortunately, the results will not be available for several days, which is why I must ask for a postponement of the conference.
That would be a mistake. Captain, I give you my word.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
This much is certain. Skylab can't last on its own too much longer, and if it's to be saved, it's the astronauts themselves who now have to do it. This is Jules Bergman, ABC News, reporting.